Most of the time, folks, my mind is going in a million different directions. It's just almost spinning. I've told you many times, if you ask me something, and I ask for some time to think about it, I'll get back to you. You better write it down and give it to me, because I'll forget it within 30 seconds. Probably I'll find the piece of paper and think, what's this? But I'll at least try to remember it that way. I don't know if it's the inevitable effects of me just getting older or just an easily distracted mind. Probably both, but I've had that problem all my life. And I suspect I'm not alone. I suspect I'm not. You know, if Satan cannot get us to abandon Christ, to walk away from him, he'll just make us so busy that the Lord's just another thing on our to-do list. And he won't accept that. Bedmate, yep, check that. Exercise, check that. Kids up and dressed, check, well, sort of. Quick prayer, they run out the door, check, and so the day goes. Another quick prayer before lunch, an exhausted thank you for getting me through the day prayer before sinking into oblivion to prepare for the next day. You ever have those kind of days? Well, to that kind of mind, yours and mine, Jesus says in Matthew, the 5th chapter, in verse number 8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Much of my life, I thought that meant I needed to keep my heart clean. I needed to keep the garbage out. I need to keep the sinful thoughts out. But you know, as I've studied it more and thought about it more, I'm not sure that's exactly right. I think there's more to it than that. I think Jesus meant my heart cannot get so full of distractions, full of to-do lists, full of chores, full of deadlines, full of stresses. I was reading in a commentary, and he put it this way. The pure of heart exhibit a single-minded devotion to God that stems from an internal cleansing created by following Jesus. Now you think about that for a minute. That's an awful lot said in those few words. A single-minded devotion. That's what I need. I'm sure it's what you need too. Something that's pure, that's unmixed, unadulterated. Pure water, pure milk, pure gold, has nothing added to it to dilute its value. Nothing. And it's the same with us, you and me. God wants us to fill our hearts with him so that there's no room for anything else. That doesn't mean, of course, that we don't have any concern about work and school and children and all those other things. But it does mean that we filter everything through him. Let him establish the priorities. God doesn't want just one little part of our life. He doesn't want a little slice of it. As a matter of fact, he doesn't want the biggest slice of it. He wants us to understand that he will not be one of many jostling for a little bit of our time and a little bit of our attention. He wants it all. Every bit of it. And once he's got it all, then all those other distractions, all those other worries seem so much smaller and so much easier to handle. Once God has got all of our minds, then you and I will see God working everywhere we look. We need to think about, do I have a pure mind? Or is my mind polluted with this world? We need desperately to have a pure mind. To have that pure mind that tells us that we shall see God. That's what he promised in Matthew 5 and verse number 8. We need to work on it. Because other things will try to crowd our way in. We sometimes get looking at the urgent instead of the essential. And we allow the urgent to crowd everything else out. One of the reasons that we have congregations, God's people gathered together, is so that we can encourage and we can help and we can admonish one another. Do you need help purifying your mind? If we can help tonight, let us pray for you and pray with you that God will help us to cleanse our minds. If you need that help, won't you come tonight, right now, while we stand and while we sing.